What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the BLA Podcast, your home for everything Lakers, Warriors, and news from around the association. I'm Austin Sexton, and I'm normally with Casey. I'm normally with Roman and Brock, but today we're trying to do something a little bit different. Since the Warriors got the big win tonight over the Celtics, I figured they could have their own side of the show to kind of talk about the things that they won to as far as the win. And unfortunately, our Los Angeles Lakers took the loss of the night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 131-114. So I haven't got to do a personal show in a while. Put this up here right now just so that the people who are tuning in can see what we're talking about. I haven't got a chance to do a personal show in a while because I've been a little bit busy with the, you know, as I'm a artist, a producer, engineer, kind of do a lot of stuff in the music industry, and I've got a passion for the Lakers. That's why I do this show. But over the last couple of days, I've kind of been watching from afar, especially like being in the chair. I've always, if you work with me or you know me, I've always got the game up on the screen or I'm watching on my phone on the side or whatnot. And definitely a lot of cause for concern right now. I know it's a small sample size. I know that, you know, we're 8 games in, but there's definitely a lot of glaring things that I want to go over tonight, especially for the Lakers people who listen to this kind of thing, to, you know, maybe we can heal a little bit together. Because I'm sure we're seeing a lot of the same things. So let's get right into it before, you know, we actually get right into it. Make sure to like, make sure to subscribe to the BLA Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts at, Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts. Make sure to like, subscribe, give us a comment, give us a 5-star rating, because I'm just trying to do this for a while. It's a good time. So anyway, let's talk about the game tonight. So I watched Wire to Wire, had a night off, and I was really excited to watch Lakers basketball. And as soon as it was reported that Anthony Davis and Rui Hachimura were going to be out, Rui with illness and Anthony Davis with the heel contusion, I thought to myself, okay, not to be pessimistic, but there's probably a better than not good chance that we're not going to take this game, especially for the workload that we ask for Anthony Davis every single night, night in and night out, which he's been handling phenomenally, by the way. I still think he's an MVP candidate. But I think tonight is a night where you realize how valuable Rui Hachimura actually is to our team, especially on the offensive rebounds or rebounding in general. We got killed tonight. Zach Edey. This was my first night getting to watch him. I don't really go out of my way to watch Memphis, but he seems okay. I think that from, you know, seeing highlights and whatnot, I thought that maybe he was a little bit better than he was as a rookie. But, you know, he did his job. He got boards. He's all 7'3". Absolutely. He was grabbing boards like it was his job. Jaren Jackson Jr., him and LeBron going at each other a little bit. But overall, you see the importance of Rui Hachimura. You see the importance of Anthony Davis, obviously. But what I take away from this more than anything, and I hate to put this like this, but it's been bothering me for a little bit. So I think that we can all kind of understand where I'm coming from, because I know you're probably thinking the same thing too. Max Christie and Gabe Vincent at this particular moment look almost unserviceable. And it's insane. It hurts me to say that, because Max Christie got the contract this summer and he had all of the hype. He was working in the gym every day. Nobody can doubt his work ethic. Nobody can doubt the amount of time that he puts into his craft. But when it comes to it coming out on the floor, he always just seems so nervous, and we don't have time for that. It's insane how different of a player that Max Christie is as soon as garbage time comes. He takes a shot. The amount of confidence when the non-starters are in, the amount of confidence that he has is insane to me. I think he drained 2 threes, got a layup to the rim. Obviously, different caliber of players that are in there, but he just seems so much more comfortable. Same with Gabe. As soon as the non-starters are playing, knocks down a three, goes right to the hole. And we don't have time for that. We have rookie Dalton Knecht starting tonight, as well as Jackson Hayes, who I hope he's okay. I saw that he injured his hamstring a little bit towards the end of the game there in a collision down in the post. So, but Gabe and Max just seem out of sorts, and it's almost disturbing because there's literally no trade value there. You know, Max isn't even trade eligible for a little bit because he just got his contract. But how do you package that together? Gabe, Max, and Jackson for X, Y, and Z. At this point, it seems like their trade value is extremely low. Once again, 8 games, but we're not seeing anything out on the court. I believe Gabe's averaging like 1 point, or I think as of earlier, it was 2.3 points per game. Max is averaging 3.6. That's awful, especially for Max being an $8 million a year caliber player. So that was a little bit tough to watch. A bright spot, though, we got Christian Koloko back. And I could talk, I'm actually really happy with the production that we got from Christian Koloko tonight. So let's pull up the box score here. I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to, oh, look at that. Perfect. So looking at the box score, Christian Koloko, 13 minutes. He was 1 for 2, didn't shoot any threes. He had an offensive rebound, defensive rebounds for two in total with 2 points, a nice dunk at the rim. If you're watching the YouTube version of this, the plus minus, the Lakers never really had the lead the entire game. So they were going back and forth. And like, I think it was like, we would give 8 and then they would score 10, and then we would give 8 and then they would score 12. And it was back and back the entire time. So the plus minus here is really not telling of anything at all. This is a terrible statistic to look at for this game, considering LeBron James played 35 minutes and had 39 points, and his plus minus is negative 21. So, which is the worst of the entire game. However, he played the most minutes. So LeBron James looked great. You know, it was cool to watch his little back and forth with Jared Jackson Jr. John Morant also in this one went out. Hurt himself. I believe it's his hamstring as well. Did not return to the game. But at that point, I believe Memphis was up maybe 17, 18 points. So there was no need for him to come back. And Dalton, tough shooting night for him. Only 3 points. He was 1 for 7 from three. Just 1 for 7 in general. He didn't take any shots at the rim. You could tell he was nervous. It was his first time starting, especially being back in Tennessee, where he, you know, was the SEC Player of the Year. His coach was there to deliver his SEC Player of the Year ring to him. He had friends and family there, so I can imagine how he felt. Definitely the nerves were at him a little bit as well. Austin Reeves as well, 19 points, 35 minutes, 7 of 17. Not a great shooting night for Austin Reeves either. I feel like every time he was putting up a three, it didn't feel like he was competent, you know. And he's a player. He goes out, he shoots, he does his thing, but it didn't seem like he was all the way there. And then lastly, D'Angelo Russell throwing in 12. You look at the box score, you look at the points, and you see the glaring, you know, holes of Rui and AD. If they play this game, I feel confident that the Lakers win. But what I don't feel confident about is them winning decisively. So that means we're at a point now where we're maybe beating 500 teams, which is about what a 500 record indicates, right? So we're maybe beating 500 teams, and we are, you know, kind of competing with the upper echelon teams. Sure, first three games of the season, we got big wins, right? But right now, we're just playing a almost, I hate to say it, a pedestrian, almost last year looking version of brand of basketball. And I still think that the players are bought into JJ. And, you know, this is the ups and downs of being a rookie head coach. We felt great for the first four games. The game we lost to Phoenix, we were inspired. It was an inspiring win. And since then, we haven't been able to say that at all. So, yeah, Detroit, it was a messy win. I didn't even get a chance to watch that game. I was stuck in session, and I was so confident that we were going to win that game. I was telling the people I was in session with, I don't even need to watch this game because I know what's going to happen. I turn on the third quarter, and I'm like, what in the hell is going on right now? So, but what I wanted to say more than anything else, I'm going to keep this a short show, plus my Max dying, and I've got a couple things I want to handle tonight that I got to get done. Even though we're back to 500 basketball, I think once we get our rotation players back, being Christian Wood and Jared Vanderbilt, I think it's going to be those two guys. I think Dalton Connect is going to be in there as well. And I'm seeing really good defensive activity from Cam Reddish. So I'm willing to say that maybe he even cracks that rotation. And maybe Gabe Vincent. But to me, Max Christie has to prove himself again. Max Christie has a lot that he has to prove, I think, to Lakers Nation as a whole, to be honest with you, because I don't feel like I have faith. But I think once we get back, we'll get a little bit of we'll get a injury update. I believe that JJ Redick said that they'll be checking back in on him in about a week. So we'll hear some news on that. But I'm inspired by Christian Coloco. It felt good to see a really big body. I know he's a little thin, but it felt good to see like a legitimate shot blocker out there to play the game and be able to like have some sort of a defensive presence underneath the rim. So for not playing basketball in almost 2 years, I believe next year's 2 years for Christian Coloco. Hell yeah, man. Inspiring stuff. I felt great about that. He came in and I was like, hey, at least we got somebody, you know? And he looked a lot more controlled than I thought he would be. Based off of what I'm seeing in a, I don't even know how many minutes he played tonight. I forget. I think I said like 13 or something like that. In a 13-minute sample size, I think I'm willing to say that I feel better about a backcourt with him, Anthony Davis, and Christian Wood than I do with Jackson Hayes. And Jackson's been okay, but Jackson plays a little bit out of control. And for a team that needs a sense of stability, Jackson plays a little bit fast. And sure, he plays with the energy. He brings the energy. That's what he's known for, right? But right now, we need methodical basketball. Because that's the brand of basketball that J.J. Redick is saying that he wants to play with, you know? Fast-moving, methodical, high defense, high caliber, high IQ plays with high IQ people. And I think all of our players have that, but just some move a little bit faster than the others. But that also comes with experience, you know? Because the older you get, the more you play, the slower the game gets for you. And that's why LeBron James at age 39 can have a 35-point night. Absolutely ridiculous. So, yeah, your Lakers fall to the Memphis Grizzlies 131-114, and we're back in action on Friday in Los Angeles. I think I'm going to try and get to that game. I believe it's Friday. It's either Friday or Saturday. I can't remember. Either way, I hope that you guys have been enjoying watching Lakers basketball as much as I have, because it's just good to see something back on, to be honest with you. I absolutely love it. Congratulations to the Warriors tonight, for the Warriors people that are here for our show. That's a massive win. Being a Lakers fan, it's always F Boston, those ghouls in green, that broken Jason Tatum jumper. Ugh, it's disgusting. So I'm glad you guys got to go into Beantown and get that win. So, but yeah, if you want to check out the Warrior side of stuff, Casey and Roman are also going to be posting a show here shortly. I just wanted to get this one up before they did, because they're probably going to be talking for a while. If I was them, I'd be gassed up. So congratulations to them. And until next time, guys, we'll see you for the next game, or the next post-game show for Lakers basketball. But until then, I'm Austin Sexton with the Bay LA Podcast, and we will see you next time. Take care, guys.